From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama had a message Saturday for 1,000 young leaders from all over Latin America and the Caribbean on President-elect Donald Trump. Don't assume the worst. Obama called on them to be optimistic, advising that no one can make things better unless they have hope.
Democracy means that sometimes you have to compromise. And it means that, you know, the outcomes of elections don't always turn out the way you would hope. And then you know, we're going through that in the United States, and I'm doing everything I can to help facilitate a successful transition with the president-elect in the United States.
Meanwhile, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to meet with prospective candidates for high-level jobs within his administration. At his golf resort in New Jersey, Trump met with 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney Saturday. Romney, who opposed Trump's candidacy during the campaign, told reporters the two discussed a variety of topics. Trump met with several other people Saturday, including former Marine General James Mattis, who is considered a leading candidate for Secretary of Defense.
Tremendous talent. We're seeing tremendous talent. People that, as I say, we will make America great again. These are really great people. These are really, really talented people.
And this Sunday, Trump is to sit down with Wilbur Ross, a potential commerce secretary who made billions by investing in bankrupt companies and distressed assets. Trump is also meeting with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was recently demoted in his role on Trump's transition team. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is expected to announce that she will seek a fourth term as head of government when she meets other leaders of her Christian Democrats in Berlin Sunday afternoon. The 62-year-old has been widely considered a stabilizing force in Europe at a time of uncertainty after Britain's referendum to leave the European Union and the election of Donald Trump as the next U.S. president. French conservatives are voting Sunday in a nationwide primary to choose their nominee for next year's presidential election, following a campaign marked by concerns about the influx of migrants into Europe in the devastating series of jihadist attacks in France. Seven candidates are competing in the first round of the primary. A closely watched contender is also making waves. The results from the first round of the voting are expected late Sunday, and the runoff is scheduled for November 27th. This is the first primary organized by France's conservatives. Previously, candidates were designated internally. And after Britain's shock, Brexit vote, and Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidential contest, the French presidential vote is taking shape to be another test rivalry between mainstream parties and rising populist forces. And also on the minds of many there are what's happening in the United States and the election of Donald Trump. Some protesters sat out.
We're not contesting election results, but in every democracy, I believe there's a government and there's an opposition. In a healthy democracy, and we are that opposition. The things he has said are not okay. He has targeted everyone, women, Muslims, Mexicans, immigrants. Everything that makes America great, he has targeted, and we are here to say that is not okay.
At least 96 people have been killed and 100 others injured during a train derailment in northern India. Rescue workers and volunteers combing through the badly mangled coaches to see if they can locate additional survivors of the derailment that happened early Sunday. Dozens of ambulances have been deployed to the site. It was not immediately clear why 14 of the train's coaches were thrown off the tracks. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice warned the Syrian regime and its Russian backers Saturday that they will be held accountable for the heinous bombings of hospitals in rebel-held portions of Aleppo. Rice said the Syrian regime and its allies, Russia in particular, bears a responsibility for the immediate and long-term consequences these actions have caused in Syria and beyond. Airstrikes and artillery fire carried out by government forces in Aleppo killed at least 27 people Saturday. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.